Put another quarter in the machine to see if I could get it to do anything. It was a quarter of my heart, and the machine was holding yours. But I guess I'm being too subtle.
We're on a ship in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, we are on a ship recording this podcast. Which is pretty cool.
2 months, my heart is growing the nuts to tell you how I feel and whose heart I'm gonna steal. It's your heart.
And welcome back. This is the Winter Fanboys. I'm Adam.
I'm Ben.
And today we are going over Quarter Beats, which I believe is made by our dear friend, Dave
Rienda.
Thank you for saying his last name. I didn't want to say it on the spot because I'll probably say it wrong.
I heard you do that before. I may have said it slightly wrong.
Whatever.
Rienda.
And just to fill you in, we're still on a boat.
Still on the boat. My feet are so sunburned.
Homeboy.
Very painful.
Is it painful right now?
My shoes are off, so I'm better now.
It's better? Okay.
My feet are up.
Yeah, we did get burned. That's the first time I've gotten burned on this contract.
Lobsters attached to my legs.
that's actually what it is. It's two little lobsters that are looking at him.
I can swim really weird now. Stand in the water.
Yes. So anyway, we did just listen to Quarter Beats, and I'm not going to lie, I dig the beginning of the song. I would say I dig the whole song, but we'll get to where I think, you know, some things get a little weird or off.
There's a strange part.
But why don't I pass it over to you? I was going to say I'm going to pass the mic to you, but you already have one.
I have my own mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like it. I mean, I
like, what are your initial thoughts?
The hook is great.
Mm-hmm.
I love the heartbeat that it starts out with and is going throughout the whole song. I think it's a fun touch, you know, for what the song is. And it's got this great build to it, which I love, both sort of in the... like the orchestration of the song, and then also the, like, what the verses are, you know. Mm-hmm. We go from in the first verse, he's talking about putting a quarter of his heart into the machine to see, you know, if it kind of, like, what comes out, like, mm-hmm. the machine was your heart or something.
Yeah.
The machine has your heart in it. And there's a sense of, like, to me, the quarter of the machine is like, maybe it's a vending machine, maybe it's one of those, like, arcade machines with, like, you're trying to, like, use the crane
to
grab it. And there's a little bit of randomness to it, right? It's like he's like throwing a little bit of himself into it and hoping something good comes out. It's kind of the impression, I guess. If it's like a vending machine, you can like select it, but there's this like partly committal element of quarter of my heart, you know. And then later on, that starts out with like his pretty like lazy vocal, like, not, he's not being lazy, but like this kind of vocalization style that's kind of more like there's not much energy to it. I guess we'd call it lazy, like a lazy sort of character mm-hmm. affectation. And then the next verse, like, we get the build, we add the hi-hat in a little bit, right? There's a little more energy to the song. Dave starts singing a little bit higher, I think, or kind of goes into that. He starts singing a slightly different affectation.
What it sounds like to me is he's singing, I don't know if this is accurate, but it sounds like he's singing down the octave. So he's singing the same notes, but then he's singing something up the octave that second time around. That gives that energy to it, right? He sounds almost relaxed. That's what I think of in the beginning. And then the second part is kind of like we're building. Now he's added something on top. And so to me, it sounds like it's up the... It sounds like it's same melody line, just an octave higher because it was sitting so low.
Gotcha.
It could be, I could be dead wrong.
It does seem like something like that happens. Mm-hmm. I don't have the words for it, and you do, which is great. That's cool. And then in that verse, he talks about like writing a letter for New Year's, and in it, it has half of his heart, you know? So we go from quarter to half, and the idea of like, there's a little more energy to this now. But he's still kind of only operating with half his heart. He's trying to give half his heart to steal the heart of the other person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, half for a whole. And then we get the like electronic stuff that comes in, a little, even more of that energy. Like there's more layers added on as we build up to that final verse where he talks about, what is it exactly? Like whole heart. He's coming at you with his whole heart is coming for you. My whole heart is coming for you. And he's kind of singing with, like all that energy. And so it's got that nice build of, will I do this? Do I want to do this? You know, here's a quarter of my heart to like, I do want to do this, but maybe I'm afraid and I'm holding things back, to like kind of caution to the winds. I'm coming for you, like with like wholeheartedly. And, for a love song, I think that's a fun arc. And, with that heartbeat running throughout the whole thing. So that's kind of some of my initial things that I was taken away from it.
Yeah.
How about you, Adam?
I thought it was interesting where he was like going to put a quarter in the machine to get to her heart, or their heart, I should say. And when he says, that's not, I thought the same thing. I thought for some reason I got an 80s vibe because the heartbeat reminds me of an 80s song that I know. The end of that lyric is, maybe I'm being too subtle.
Yeah.
And so I was like, because at first I was like, oh yeah, he's putting a quarter in a machine. So the first time listening to it, I didn't really pay too much attention to that. The second time I was like, oh, and by the third time I was like, okay, yeah, that lyric is just like the machine and stuff. Maybe it's too subtle of what he's trying to do. And then I noticed the same thing with the build going the octave higher. And then what's interesting is, just to kind of touch base, and maybe this is where we can pick up next, is the area that sounds a little different than the rest of the song. And that's when he's talking about the cold winds.
I didn't catch that. Yeah.
Yeah. So he said that, and that's when I was like, maybe that's what that music is trying to sound like.
Because it comes in, it's a little discordant, or like maybe the beat of it, like the electronic kind of thing that comes in, is a little like.
To me, it almost feels like it's either ahead or lagging. It's like not on. The heartbeat is kind of, which you pointed out, hearing that heartbeat all the way down.
Yeah.
At the bottom of it, still as a foundation, and then when he's talking about the cold winds, I think I wrote it down here. Oh, the sound of cold wind, and I said, the music sounds windy. That's not probably how I should properly say it. It sounds, it doesn't sound like if the wind blew, I don't think the wind would blow on a beat, right? It just kind of blows. Mm. And so that's what that music sounded like. It didn't sound like, I mean, I'm sure it's hitting a beat, but it's not hitting, it's almost on a different rhythm than what the heartbeats are doing. So that's where it's kind of disorienting.
That's interesting to tie it to like the wind and to tie it toward like, because sometimes my initial impressions are like, oh, they messed up, which is like funny to think, because like this is a whole produced thing that Dave put a lot of thought into. And so like, no, it's there. It's like there's perhaps like it's doing something here.
It could be funny. It could be just something that he liked, but we're over here going, it doesn't change until he's like, the lyrics are changing there.
But it's funny because it comes in towards the end with like the change from, I'm going from like a part of my heart to, here I come with my whole heart.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coupled with like the winds, right? Of like, that aren't on the beat exactly, or something like that, like this electronic sound.
I mean, maybe at the surface level, the heart does beat at its, the rhythm that it beats at, but then to come wholeheartedly is probably complex. Mm-hmm. And has many different meanings to it.
It makes me think about like fear or like anxiety or like you're like, I'm doing this, but it's not that like the song doesn't then become more it doesn't become more crisp or like more like certain of its beat, right? It actually introduces a little bit of this uncertainty to the beat. Or the strangeness. And so it's like, I'm coming at you with my whole heart. I've made a decision, but that hasn't made everything super clear, but also this change is happening.
Yeah.
Like, we're going for it. And that makes me think of relationships,
Yeah.
Like, you don't, you don't have that kind of certainty, but you make a choice to move forward.
Yeah, that makes me think of, there's two things I think of. One is I met someone who said that they have a fear of wind.
Huh.
And I was like, that's fascinating. And then I think about it, but wind is, you know, we were talking about wind today. We were talking about weather and currents, ideally ocean currents, because we're, again, on a boat in the ocean. But we were talking about wind currents, and mm-hmm. wind actually can just kind of change suddenly, mm-hmm. right? So wind can be blowing in one direction, and then can change. And then depending on where you are and what's blocking it, wind can really change. I mean, if you think about out on, you know, on this cruise ship, they have tunnels at the front and the back end of the ship. And if you get caught in one of those tunnels, the wind will just can go either way, because it's actually being forced into small spaces. Mm. But, so the idea of things changing that you're talking about, the idea of fear, and then, also weird, we're on a Disney boat, but it made me think of Mary Poppins. There's a line in Mary Poppins where Mary says to
one of the kids, or the chimney sweep guy?
The chimney sweep. Who is the chimney sweep? I know it's Dick Van Dyke in the movie, but I don't know.
Yeah, it's Dick Van Dyke. Whatever the character.
Yeah. Bert.
Bert?
It was Bert.
I love him.
Where I think Bert says, are you coming back again? And she says, if the wind changes. So this idea that Mary Poppins actually just flows with the wind, which she does fly. So this idea that the wind blows her in, and then the wind blows her away.
Right.
She goes with...
What a great film. She, like, the wind blows her in, and she kind of enchants the world for these children.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, Bert, the chimney sweep, becomes her friend and, like, helps, like, enchant the world with the children. And then, you know, when the wind changes, she blows away.
Yep.
And she's gone.
And so there's a line in there about the wind changing and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that just added more complex, maybe not more complexity, but just more of, like, what real life, like, what life is about in relationships, right? Mm-hmm. Relationships can change. Because we change.
Yeah.
You know, every day we're actually changing.
Yeah, we're moving whether targets.
It's slowly or quickly, or we could change. You know, the wind can also move slowly, quickly. Like, there's no rhythm necessarily of to what it should change as.
Makes me think about, you know, we're going big now. Makes me think about what we talked about yesterday when we were on the ship for a little bit. And you had said, like, oh, that's the sun. Like, the sun doesn't move. And I was like, well, Adam, I'm sorry, but no, the sun does move. It like, we're rotating around the sun, but the sun is also, like, in the spiral arm of the Milky Way galaxy.
Sure.
And seemingly, like, not only is it rotating within the context of the galaxy, but the galaxy is also moving.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
Then the universe is expanding. And so, like, changes just happening all the time.
Yeah.
And we can try to resist that change. But I wonder what would happen if instead we were to accept it and move with the change, where would it go? Where would we be? I've tried to resist the change quite often. You know, that's, you know, this song makes me think of, like, this past year, you know, not quite a year ago, but I went through a really hard breakup.
Mm-hmm.
And a big part of why I think that breakup happened was, I didn't want to change any, like, I got stuck in a particular spot, you know, like the fear and uncertainty of stepping further into a relationship was too much, and I kind of froze up for a while, until, you know, you can only be stuck for so long before something breaks, as you try to resist the changing of the seasons, the changing of the universe. That doesn't seem to be the way. I wouldn't recommend it. Anyone listening to this podcast, wouldn't recommend trying to resist change.
Well, I would say this. I learned this when I was in 10th grade doing Jekyll and Hyde, the musical. Mm-hmm. Dr. Jekyll has a line that says, the only thing constant is change. So that makes me think that, like, I always hear that every time when people are like, things are always changing around us. Things are always going to be changing. Day to day is going to be changing. And I'm like, well, I mean, in reality, everything around us is always changing.
Well, this is an interesting thing to bring into this conversation too. It's like the idea that, like God is the same today and yesterday and tomorrow, right? I've heard that idea sort of around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can insert God for the universe or for, you know, whatever if you want, but I've heard this specifically tied to God.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, God being the same, but the universe being always a change, like, always changing, you know, because I think it is, like, when we look at it this way, everything, oh, I'm changing every day, you know, you're changing every day.
Mm-hmm.
And so what is a fixed point? I guess this is, that idea is sort of getting at like, well, perhaps whatever God is, like God is the fixed point, is like the anchor or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Around which everything changes, around which perhaps everything spirals.
Yeah. And I like that you said anchor, because we're on a boat.
Waves. We're looking at the ocean. Ocean's always changing.
Ocean is always, you know, changing.
Yeah. Yeah. We got pretty far out here.
We did. Yeah. We got pretty far.
Let's,
but
let's bring
let
it back a little
to
bit.
Bring it back really quick and kind of to wrap it up.
Yeah.
I want to say what what's interesting is we got off on top. We didn't get off on the topic. We, by the way, that sound that just came, my speaker went off. So we've been talking more than 15 minutes because it turns off after 15.
Oh no.
So what's interesting is if the song just stayed with the same beats that it was, maybe we wouldn't get off talking about this.
But because of the winds.
Because of the winds and because of what Dave did to the song caused us kind of to go this route with the song and kind of really unplanned, right? This kind of just happened organically.
I've got lines. I wrote them down earlier. I wrote down, Ben says this. And Adam's a big blank spot. I don't know what your lines are, but I wrote my lines before this.
Oh yeah, but I do want to end with that. I think that Dave ends this song, and I told you, and maybe you don't agree or you do agree. It doesn't really matter. But I think that Dave ends this song so Dave Matthews like, and that's by repeating it and also by kind of trailing up on the end of the notes, which I think just makes me feel. Dave Matthews doesn't give me a sense of home, but it gives me a sense of like comfort. I don't know why. I'm not a huge Dave Matthews fan, but I've listened to his stuff and his voice just gives me a like comfort.
I hear you. Like actually laying under the table and dreaming. I don't know why I was doing that. I shouldn't have sang. no, but like it does feel like cozy or something to me. It's probably a nostalgic thing. Like my brother would listen to a lot of Dave Matthews when I was growing up. I don't know how you listened to him.
I really didn't listen to him.
Oh, interesting. You still get that though.
I get that from his voice. I don't know why.
Yeah. Well, he also, okay. One thing I'm gonna say about Dave Matthews is that I like that he just looks like a guy. Like you look at him and you're like, that's not Dave Matthews. That's just some man. Like I always thought, you know, I had this distinct memory as a kid being like, no, whoever Dave Matthews is, like he must look like a star.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he must look like whatever a star is. But you look at him, he's like, nah, he's just a guy.
You may not even recognize him.
Yeah. You
walk past him.
I mean, I might not even recognize him right now if I saw him. I want to end with this last thought of like, so we go off on this, you know, the winds of change kind of blow us somewhere as we're committing, right? Like as we're committing to coming after her, right? Or them with our whole heart. And the song ends like with that beating heart doesn't stop the whole time, right? There's still that beating heart behind it the entire time. And so like, it does kind of have that like, I don't know, like, it continues to have that anchoring beat. And I find that comforting. That's all.
Good deal.
Yeah.
So I think that's a great way to end it. So this is the Winter Fanboys. I'm Adam.
I'm Ben Poland. Stay frosty, my friends.
Yeah. Feb 14 is coming too. Is coming for you, 'cause it's been snowing for 2 months. My heart is growing the nuts to tell you how I feel and whose heart I'm gonna